Thanks for tuning in to the Phoning It In podcast, recorded at KDVS Davis. Right now we're joined from Seattle, Washington, by Jordan from the Mill Kids. You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Awesome. How's it going?
It's going really good. I'm getting ready to play some songs from you. I'm going to play all songs that have been written in the last 6 weeks. So it's all brand new stuff, and this will be the first time that I've played a lot of it that anybody has heard.
Cool. And it seems like you're affiliated, at least socially, with several other bands. They're big favorites of mine and been past guests on the show. Do you play in any other bands?
Yeah, I do. I play saxophones and do some extra percussion stuff for a band called Ehe. And we've played on the show. We played maybe about 6 months ago, broadcasting from the Vera Project in Seattle.
Yep.
I also play shows with and have been lucky enough to be joined for Mill Kids sets for guest vocal stuff from Jenny from Pat Dander, who was just on your show about a week ago, I think.
Yep, I guess that was maybe what prompted you to get in touch about a Mill Kids set.
Yeah, for sure. And also because I remembered hanging out with you and meeting you and stuff in Boston for a Patience Please show that we played there with the Smittens and a couple of local bands and stuff. And this was like a couple years ago. I remembered meeting you then.
Cool. And so where does the name come from? Is it a reference to like historical child workers from mills or just kids who live in mills?
Actually, that's kind of a neat story. I have this best friend who I've never met. She lives in Texas, and we met each other through music message boards when we were kids, like 15 and 16, respectively. We've never actually met or hung out, but we write back and forth and are still really good friends. And for all the years that I've known her, her email address was themillkids@ Yahoo. And it had something to do with people that she was friends with when she was a kid, and this place that they used to go and eat lunch at off campus from her like junior high school, where they weren't allowed to go. That was like an old abandoned mill, and that was her email address that she wrote to me from still writes to me from for the last 10 years of my life. And I just always kind of liked the phrase, and when I started playing my own songs on my own, I sort of just co-opted it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was. That was definitely a different tack than I was expecting.
Yeah. Well, it's neat because it makes it so it has a little bit more of like a... I feel like a lot of the stuff that when I play, there's always a lot of talking in code and stuff that only like me and one other person might get. And every time I get to send her a show poster or tell her about a show or give her a link to a radio thing like this, it's like a personal thing with like me and this person that I'm best friends with. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, how about a song?
Yeah, okay, great. This is brand new. The song is called It's Not You, and it's spelled with just the letter U, because I'm Prince. It doesn't sound like Prince, but you know. Yeah. So, yeah, the song's called It's Not You.
Told them both.
How's that sound on your end?
Sounding really good.
Cool, good.
I take it you're a big Prince fan then?
Yeah, yes, I'm a huge Prince fan. I mean, it's not really fair to say that because I don't really listen to the records that he made after the Black Album, but anything that he made in the 80s, and especially like stuff that he made to pretend to be other people, like the records that he made for Vanity Six or the first couple of records that he made for The Time, are really, really brilliant. I'm a huge fan.
Cool. Yeah, no, I am too. Probably not to the extent that you are. I could not have offered up that description, but I also...
Yeah, that first Vanity Six record is like the most perfect Club Gum pop. It's so absolutely brilliant and dirty and ridiculous, and the old drum machines and synthesizers sound so perfect on it. Uh-huh. He made all those records at home too, which is like something that if you read about it or geek out about it, like not a lot of people know that, but yeah, that's all home recording, which is amazing.
Wow, yeah, I don't think people realize how incredible of a musician he actually is.
Yeah, for sure.
He plays everything himself, records it all himself.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and especially just like, you know, in the early 80s, having a home studio set up was still just really foreign to people, and that's pretty much what he used all of his label money from Warner Brothers to do, was to set up houses so that he could just record in Minneapolis and then take it to LA and go and mix with sound engineers there and stuff. But all the home recording is almost all just done by him, by himself, yeah.
Cool. I'll have to check out that album. I know the Time albums, but not Vanity Six.
Yeah, that first Vanity Six record. And that stuff's all way out of print. And his relationship with Warner Brothers is such a disaster that none of it's ever going to get reissued or ever get reprinted and stuff. I mean, probably until, you know, probably for another 20 years when he's not around anymore to control the rights to it and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you play any Prince songs?
You know, no, I actually don't play any Prince songs, but can I play you a song from somebody else that I'm really obsessed with?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, this is a Randy Newman song. It's called Last Night I Had a Dream. Had a dream, you were in it, I was in it with you. Everybody I know, everybody you know was in my dream. I saw a vampire, I saw a ghost. All the things I saw you scared me the most. In the dream I had last night, dream I had last night in my dream. Cool, thanks.
Sounding really good.
Yeah, good. So let's. I'm gonna try some other stuff that's pretty new. Yeah, cool. I'm gonna try this song. The song is called The Hint.
I thought we were can hand it doesn't match. It's off the rent, the tag attached. And everything you feel is justified. You clarified your argument, not died inside. And everything you feel is so justified.
So are you, how close to the phone are you right now when you're playing?
Should I get a little bit less close to the phone?
No, I think, are you about a foot away?
Yeah, probably about a foot or two.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't change anything.
Okay, cool.
Just curious.
So I think maybe I get a little bit more yelly on that. It's supposed to be my Jason Clockley impression.
Your who impression?
That guy who plays locally here who has a much more powerful voice than I do.
Gotcha. Well, no, I always like the sound of people reaching.
Yeah, for sure. That's sort of what I go for, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Do we have time to do a couple more?
Oh yeah, we got 15 more minutes.
Okay.
So
perfect.
You can stretch out and luxuriate.
Yeah. Neat.
Got plenty of time.
How's everything going down there in Davis?
It's good. It's just starting to warm up and stop raining. Although it's supposed to start again today.
Yeah. So
I guess I shouldn't complain about the rain to someone from Seattle.
Well, it's funny. We've had these last 2 days have been, like, really unseasonably kind of amazingly nice. And it's cool when you drive around the city and stuff. The mountains are all really big and huge. The last couple of days have been really sunny and really nice and everything. But I'm sure it'll come back around. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you from that area?
Yeah, I am. I grew up in the South Sound in, like, the Silicon University Place Tacoma area and stuff. It's about a half an hour south of Seattle. And then I've been living in Seattle with one minor exception for the last, like, 6 years.
Yeah. Have you always been involved with the music scene there, then?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely played a lot of music with people in Tacoma and stuff in high school. And there's some people that I still... I'm in touch with, and there's a couple of people who, like, a good friend of mine who I played in a lot of bands with in high school who plays on the new Milkins record. Then when I moved up here, I sort of just went to college and was really intensely focused on college and for the first couple of years, and then that sort of fell apart when I was playing and touring with Patience Blues all the time and stuff. I realized that I didn't care, and that not everybody else was sitting in the back of lectures writing and songs in their notebooks, and that it was weird that that was all I cared about. So since I finished college, that's kind of what I've been doing, yeah.
Nice. You went for it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying, you know. I don't know. There's big money in it, in the job, let me tell you. It really pays the bills.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
You have no idea what kind of cash cow phoning it in is.
Yeah, for sure. Vaca de Dinero. That's my understanding. Just be glad I agreed to do this before the check arrived.
Right.
Hey, speaking of which, I don't suppose you got the package that I sent to you the other day. If you didn't get it yet, you should probably get it today or tomorrow. 3 to 4 business days is about right. So.
Oh, cool. I got it yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I haven't had a chance to sit down with it, but thank you very much.
Yeah, that's cool. It's no problem. It's sort of this weird thing that to put out a record because I never want to play songs that are old like that. I write a lot of songs, and it's nice to play stuff that feels really new and really fresh and stuff.
So you end up spending a lot of time on them and then moving on as soon as you get the CD out?
I think that it's more like you get really into them as the idea of working on songs as, like, recording templates. But when you go and play live in front of people, you can't exactly reproduce that. And so what you really want to do is just play the new words that you have that you think are neat, and because sometimes that stuff has better energy.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it seems really weird that I would be like doing this ostensibly today because I put out a record a couple of weeks ago and then not play any songs from the record, but I would much rather play these songs that I like more that are new, you know?
Yep. Cool. Well, how about a couple more?
Okay, sure. This is another new one, and it's called The Silent Rain. Professional indie pop.
Made the most ashes ever seen to the holy dust your porches clean. And the recompense brought water without end to cyclone fence made past of present tense in the silent. Half an hour, bled henna from your hair, and the sunshine stopped, there was water everywhere, I waited there, storm eclipsed the train, I waited
The guitar was really whispery on that one.
Yeah.
It was pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Could I possibly get you to strum louder?
Yeah, for sure.
That's a weird request.
No, yeah, don't worry about it. I think you also just, like, I mean, I think that probably happens when I'm playing live and stuff, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
let's try this other one. Yeah, okay, cool. I'm going to play this other one. This is, again, this is all stuff that's from the last, like, month, 6 weeks, except for that Randy Newman song, which is 30 years old, but, yeah. Okay, cool.
We slept to thought you were the only one alive. You don't feel...
Sorry, little false start. Story of my life.
We slept to thought you were the only one alive. dark abandoned sway. You don't feel the same way. We put letters out of order. We gave colors other means. Now I talk to my recorder about the blues and the grays. Eyes I've ever seen. I'm pretty sure that I was really pretty sure. You don't feel the same way. You were smiles and you were happiness and wilds. You don't feel the same way. There's a choice I'm never chosen. Hanging on a change of pace. I've got 100, no 1,000, no 1,000,000 emotions. I'm arranging to erase. I may never help you waste another day. You don't feel the same way. Who knew how hard a little heart could bend and sway? You don't feel the same way.
You don't feel the same way. And that song is called Bend and Sway.
Sounding good.
Cool. Is that a little bit more like the guitar tone you were trying to sing?
Yeah. Overall, it's the volume is not being consistent, but
yeah.
I'm on top of it.
Sorry about that.
No, it's sort of the vagaries of the phone system.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this for, Nadav?
On and off for 4 years.
It's really cool. It's something that I just think kind of like posting little messages on social networking stuff about getting to do this today. The kind of response of people being like, oh, that's so cool, and all the people I've kind of known who've done this over the years and stuff. It's a really neat thing, and it's cool to... I've gotten to get to do this today with you. It feels really good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like I've sort of cracked a magic egg in terms of just so many people from I don't know if you'd call it your scene in Seattle have been on the show recently, and I'm always amazed by, it's like everyone is in three bands and all the bands are really good, and then everyone also has their own projects and those projects are really good.
Yeah, well, Seattle is kind of neat like that right now, I don't, you know, there's always just tons of stuff that's going on everywhere and stuff, but some of those bands that you're talking about and the people that have been on recently and stuff, we kind of just all live in the same couple of different houses with each other and playing, like, bands and stuff, and there's stuff about it that's neat, I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems so vibrant.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but I agree with you that the thing about it that's my favorite part of it is that, if everybody's playing in everybody else's bands and stuff, there's still, everybody's kind of working on their stuff on their own too. And it's cool. It feels like there's like a good kind of healthy, maybe I'm the only one who thinks about it like this, but it almost feels like there's like a healthy competition or something. You come home from work and everybody in your house is writing songs and working on songs or recording or having band practice, or it's the one band you don't play in that's having band practice, so you better go sit in your room and write another song. And like, it's kind of that feel. It feels really good. I've never lived anywhere that was quite like that before.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we've got time for one more if you've got one.
Yeah, I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna play this one more. And the song is called "Call Me When Your CD Comes Out."
And it felt just like a your CD comes on, we can play a game of chess. Call me when you're worth the fluid, worth the ink and ego dust, worth the tape and worth the
Okay, cool.
Actually, your songs are so short, we probably have time for another one.
Okay. Wow. Time for another one. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Let me think. Okay. So I'm gonna do one more. Should we do something that's more up tempo, or we should do something that's more like finger plucky? What do you think, Nadav?
Yeah. Let's end on an upbeat note.
Well, none of it's gonna be upbeat.
Okay. Up tempo then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. This song is called Barrister Matters.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nadav. I really appreciate it. I'll make sure that any of the other people that we know up here that do need stuff will get in touch with you and try to have more people in Seattle be on the phone again soon.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you so much. And hopefully one day I'll get to meet you guys in Seattle.
Yeah, please come up and come hang out. And Chris Mack and everybody, Chris Mack is opening his record store up here in another couple of weeks and stuff. And so that's another reason to come hang out. And we have a lot of really good Vietnamese food here, and you should come hang out and eat some Vietnamese food
awesome.
With us, because that'd be fun.
I love Vietnamese hoagies.
Yeah, dude, banh mi, that's like the lingua franca of being poor and living in Seattle, because they're $2.50, but they're not all created equal. You have to know the good spots.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hang on for just one second. You've been listening to Jordan from The Mill Kids play music. You can check him out at myspace.com/TheMillKids and even pick up a CD that has completely different songs on it. You can find us at myspace.com/phoningitin and phoningitin.net. Thanks.